This is 91.7. KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Well, the weather for today, as we look out, it's just a glorious, beautiful day. It's mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s, low tonight, mid-30s, winds light and variable or bearable. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 52, winds a little windier, south-southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. And lows in the mid-30s. It's going to be a nice next week. Well, this is Tom Daniel, your volunteer host on a program called Back Porch Harmony. And for the next 2 hours, I will be playing old country, old bluegrass, and a gospel or two. Called Back Porch Harmony, is it? That's what I like to call it. It happens to be the station's longest running program. And hello to all your listeners, and thanks for taking time out of your day to tune me in. And you know, you can go to archives if you can't listen to me or any other person that you may choose to listen on this station. And by the way, this program is ran every Sunday. We call it a rerun from 8 to 10 p.m. And if you like it that well, listen twice. That'd be fun. And I have a list of artists that I plan to play for the first hour. And that would be Boxcar Willie, Tony Rice, Stephen Amanda Wood, Lonesome River Band, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, Guy Clark, Ernest Tubb, Osborne Brothers, Merle Haggard, Patti Loveless, John Prine, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, Loretta, Dolly, and Tammy, Allison Krause, Billy Bragg, and Joe Henry. Boy, if that doesn't get you in the mood for Back Porch Harmony, I don't know what does. Well, as you know, I do a featured artist every time, and there are some that I prefer or like better than others, and this old boy, he's great. His name was Liesel Martin, but better known as Boxcar Willie. Born in 1931, passed at the young age of 67 in 1999. That was sad. He was an American country music singer and songwriter. He sang songs about freight trains and hobos and dressed the part. Some said he had a style like the immortal Jimmy Rogers, who wrote many, many hoboing songs. He was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, had his own theater in Branson, and traveled the world over. More information can be found about his career on Wikipedia. So let's give him a listen and see what you think.
At night, when I'm all alone, the sounds of the day fade away. Alone in my room with my memories, the winds of yesterday. Country music on the radio, the way that it was long time ago, and the sound of mama singing comes drifting through the trees. When the winds of yesterday blow on me, I see a moon so bright over cotton fields of white. The fragrance of magnolias ride the breeze, and that little two-room school where I learned the golden rule. When the winds of yesterday blow on me, I see children. fishing on the river with that old cane pole. Each memory is so dear, each face is so clear. When the winds of yesterday sing, how their voices ring. I remember the words to each song. Oh, and that old preacher man once more sets my heart at ease. When the winds of yesterday blow, give to turn the clock back 50 years. I go to bed in Frisco, wake up in L.A. Brand new scene around me each and every day. Boxcar is my bedroom, the rail's my lullaby, and I'm gonna be a hopeful till the day I die. Let the train roll on, let the miles fly by, let the train roll on, be a hobo till I die. Wake up in Buffalo, brand new friends around me everywhere I go. Boxcar is my bedroom, rails they sing my song, and I'm gonna be a hobo, just keep moving on. Let the train roll on, let the miles fly by, let the train roll on, be a hobo till I die.
Reach up where the mighty eagle soars. You know, big or small, I've seen it all from a boxcar door. I've seen the wheat fields out in Kansas, in Iowa I've watched the tall corn grow. Seen them picking fruit in Florida, watched them digging taters up in Idaho. I've seen the factories of Detroit, I've seen a small country general store, and big or small, I've seen it all from from a boxcar door. I've seen the coal mines in Kentucky. I've seen the steel mills in Birmingham. I've seen the Appalachian, seen the Hoover, and I've seen every other dam. I've seen the Great Salt Lake in Utah. I've heard mighty Niagara roar. Yeah, big or small, I've seen it all from a boxcar door. I've seen the Great Potomac River, the wide Missouri and the Ohio. I've seen the Colorado. I've watched the mighty Mississippi flow. I've seen the great Atlantic Ocean. I've seen California's golden shore. You know, big or small, I've seen it all from a boxcar door. I've seen the black man in the ghetto. On the reservation, I've watched the Navajo. I've seen the migrant workers in the fields from Maine down to Mexico. I've seen the rich man in his penthouse, the shanties and the shacks of the poor. Yeah, big or small, I've seen it all from a boxcar door. But my travels are not over. There's lots more that I've just gotta see. Every day's a new adventure, and I thank the Lord for letting me be free. When I hop aboard a boxcar and hear that mighty engine start to roar, you know, big or small, I'll see you all from a boxcar door. Yeah, big or small, I'll see you all from a boxcar door.
Jesse James robbed trains, but Jesse James was on the job. He took everything but the dang old train, took everything but the train. Well, give me your hats and give me your coats, give me your pocket change, give me your furs and give me your jewels. Taking everything but the dang old train, taking everything but the train. When Jesse James was a very young man, Jesse James robbed trains. When Jesse James was on the job, he took everything but the dang train, took everything but the train. James, tell all your kids when you're gray and old, he took everything except the dang-dong train, he took everything but the train. Cause when Jesse James was a very young man, Jesse James robbed trains. When Jesse James was on the job, he took everything but the dang-dong train, took everything but the train.
Well, I hope that puts you in the mood for Back Porch Harmony. It doesn't get much older than what Boxcar Willie does here. And that was Jesse James, robbed trains, and then through a boxcar door, Hobo Till I Die, and Winds of Yesterday. Wow, what a bunch of good songs. You know, I can relate, as I mentioned before, because my dad, well, it was before I was born, of course, hopped the freights during the Depression in Missouri and hoboed all the way to Minnesota. And there's more to the story, but I'll catch that later. This is Member Appreciation Week, and thank you, all you members. And I invite you non-members to become a member by going to KAXE.com to get more information about that. So, you know that Back Porch Harmony, as we call it, is our longest-running program that KAXE, KBXE has ever had. And because of that, I want to recognize a few of my favorite, few of my listeners. And I would say that Brian Lantis, the whole world's going to know that you have a birthday today. And Joanne and Rusty from Emily, Bryce and Mary, Sam, Katie, and Jeff, Don and Betty Scoglin, Mike Tower, John and Eileen Lundgren, Bob and Denise, and the Martini 8 game, and the gang from Conk House on Birch Lake. And good luck to the young lady that's having surgery here on the 5th of November. And then, of course, a new listener to me was Odessa, Paul Taylor, Steve Moyer, Howard and Susan, John and Mary Jo, and Dennis Jerome. Oh, my gosh. I think during the first couple of songs, my phone in the other room pinged about 10 times. So they either like it or they don't. But we're going to continue playing here. But know that we receive support from the McKnight Foundation. And we also receive support for this program from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more from sanfordhealth.com. I'm going to have a song here for Dave Peterson and one of my old sweethearts, Joan Downen, here in just a couple of minutes. So hang on.
Is a little too heavy, honey, for my size, honey, for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go? It's a long way to Harlem and a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Tombstone, hide a number 9 coal, hide a number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go?
Hey, Dave and Joan, this is an old Towns Van Sant, Van Sant song for you guys.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease.
now since I've shown her how I too late heard a lily hand in mine. Who could ill agree? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
This next one's for my birthday boy, Brian.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you, a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
I'd be oh so wealthy. tears that have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring.
Porter and Dolly, If Teardrops Were Pennies. Lonesome River Band, Fireball Mail. Steve and Anna Wood, If I Needed You. Tony Rice, 9 Pound Hammer. Tom Daniel on KBXE, KAXE. And you know what follows me today would be the history of jazz from 12 to 1, 1 to 2, Native Lights, 2 to 3, Cheryl's, 3 to 4, Minnesota Mixtape. Then at 6 o'clock, we're having a kid's green cheese. That ought to be fun. And then 4 to 7 is On the River, probably 4 to 6. And then 7 to 9 is the regular green cheese. And 9 till closing is KAXE After Dark. Well, I promise next month that I'll address and notify or note some of your other people here. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned. Stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. Now, this next group of songs, it's going to be Guy Clark, Ernest Tubb, Osborne Brothers, Merle Haggard, Patti Loveless. And the first song is by Guy Clark. And I don't know if you people don't know Guy Clark. You should research him on the Wikipedia or whatever. Any of these people that you don't recognize or know, do that. And I wish you were sitting here with me. We could sing along and tap our toes and just have a great time. And I have to do it all by myself. So this Randall Knife, I can kind of relate because as a kid, somehow I wound up with a new pocket knife and my mom took me up from St. James to Minneapolis and wouldn't you know it, I cut off Ann's flowers with my new knife. So don't do that. Here we go.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. And if a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. And only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. While the knife was made for darker things, you could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. There it slept. There it stayed for 20 some odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40. I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Oh, I'd cried for every lesser thing, whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So he took his ashes out to sea, poured them off the stern, and then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, well, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. Oh, I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Okay, Odessa, my new listener, here's an old Ernest Tubbs song for you, gal. How about this one? Well, what we doing here? Something wrong. So hang tight. This happens.
Together or through, I'll have a lifetime of memories to keep me going. I wouldn't take back one moment spent with you. I can't say that your leaving won't hurt me, but it's nothing that time can't erase. And someday this hurting will be over. Another story, another time, another place. Then one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place. So no regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. Yes, it hurts me, 'cause I lost out in the race. But someday this hurting's gonna leave me. Another story, another time, another place. Then one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place.
There's a yearning in my heart to be going to that 40-acre patch God sowed in Sprouts.
Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
Are the squirrels still barking up on old Crowley's Ridge? Has the girl I have known the troubles I was born to know. I have wanted things a poor man's born to want. Fields of Arkansas from which I sprung.
Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
Do the young men still fiddle with the thought of growing rich and slowly turn to old folks sitting
whittling on a stick? Arkansas.
All right, this next song is from Miss Emily, or better known as Susie and Franny Jr.
There's a long line of mourners coming down our street. Their fancy cars are such a sight to see. They're all of your rich friends that you knew in the city. Now they finally brought you back to me. The papers told of how you lost your life. All the party and the fatal crash that the race on the highway curved, nobody seen. Now you're riding in that long black limousine. When you left home, you told me that someday you'd be returning. With a fancy car for the whole town to see. Well, everybody's watching now. I guess you could say that you finally got your dream. You're riding in that long black limousine. Through tears I watched as you ride by. Well, the chauffeur at the wheel dressed up so fine. Oh, I'll never love another. My heart and all my dreams ride with you in that long limousine. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious sacred scenes unfold.
This acre of land, it's been in the family since mining began. But babies get hungry, they don't understand. We're busted.
Oh,
You had Patti Loveless, Busted, Merle Haggard, Long Black Limousine, Osborne Brothers, Arkansas, Ernest Tubb, Another Story, and Guy Clark with the Randall Knife. And yeah, I did lose my knife over that. And I think you can tell that I'm not real good at multitasking. Only you get good music, but you also get a screw-up now and then. Well, we received support from, well, no, it doesn't. It says, do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE Future is easy. Ask your financial planner or advisor to set up charitable IRA distribution to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. We do need donations badly all the time here now since our funds got cut. So feel free to do that. And I'd like to acknowledge some of the small towns that might be listening today. And that would be Red Lake, Gully, Squaw Lake, Deer River, Shovel Lake, Outing, and Emily. And you know that November 28th of 1925, the first broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry occurred. So November 28th, 2025 will be a 100-year anniversary. So we're going to keep playing and enjoy them.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Then the coal company come with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber, stripped all the land, and they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all down as a progress man.
So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Let my ashes float down the Green River and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam.
I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away.
Well, it was 3 years ago today that I lost my dear wife, COVID and whatever else. So I have a song for her, and I hope she enjoys it. Here you are, Joyce.
There's a wreath on the door. She don't live here no more. As of today, she flew home. And we've all gathered here in sorrow and tears. It won't be the same with her gone. There's a place on the hill that's peaceful and still, where she'll sleep beside Daddy again. The old family tree is shedding its leaves, but we'll all meet in heaven again.
Yes, my dear wife was an angel. Well, here's one that is for Bryce and Mary. We talked about it, and this should be it.
I was right. Number 9, going south from Carolina. I heard that long horn's whistle blow. I got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long horn's whistle blow. Just a kid
smart. I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know.
It took me off the Georgia main,
locked me to a ball and chain.
I heard the lonesome whistle blow.